Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Nun Gimel. And Nun Gimel is the last daf in the fifth parak, going over to the sixth parak in our travels, as we know, through this this Masechta. And as we know, most of the Masechta is about Kilay Zeraim and Kilay HaKerem. And all the way towards the end, we get into Kilay Begadim and Kilay Behema. A little bit, and we will see. There are other discussions of Kilayim throughout Shas, and therefore one has to know, other Masechtot as well. The Gemara in Makkos talks about if you use Psulei HaMukdashim, that might be an issur of Kilay Behema, which is a fascinating discussion of one animal having two elements in it. But either way, now we are still within Kilay HaKerem. So, one ha'ara from yesterday that we didn't get to. So we did the Mishnah yesterday on Daf Nun Beis Mabeis, which discusses Hamakayim Kotsim Bekerem. Somebody is Mekayim, as we saw. Mekayim is also an Isser of Kilayim. Not only if I plant Kilayim, but if I allow Kilayim to grow once I notice it. So if I allow the Kotsim in the Kerem, so then that is a machlokes tanam. Rav Elazar says that's Aser Ba'ana, and the Chacham say no, only Davar Shekamoha Mekayim. And I mentioned that this is something that we discussed way back on Daf Aleph, back in Maseches Kilayim, when we spoke about the Zunin. We spoke about the Zunin. The Zunin and the Chitim are not Kilayim with each other. So he said, what's the Havamina? Right? On back on Daf Aleph, the Gemara asked, Davar She'eno Ochel Havidim Mati Umasti Kilayim. Right there, you get something that's not ochel, it's not raw, even lamacha behema. That's going to be kilayim. So what's the havamina? And then the Gemara there said, back on daf aleph and beis, amarebi ba barzavda shekain mekomos mekayim minosan liyonim. Because there are those places that keep this zunin to feed for the doves, and therefore that's why it has the status. So then the Gemara says, amarebi ba barzavda kribeliezer. Oh, so is that Mishnah on daf aleph that says that the Zunin are included, are subject to Kilayim, they're not with Chitim, but is that like Rebbe Elazar? Which Rebbe Elazar? Our Rebbe Eliezer! Right, so that the Gemara there on Daf Aleph relates the Mishnah on Daf Aleph to the Mishnah here on Daf Beis. So is that Mishnah only like Rebbe Eliezer, who says, HaMekayim Kotsim Bekerem, Rebbe Elazar Mekidesh, HaChomerim Lo Kidesh, and Rebbe Eliezer says, why? Shekin Mekomos Mekayim Rosal Legamalim Ba'aravya. Right, so shall we say that Mishnah, which is Stama, on Daf Beis, is only according to Rebbe Eliezer in our Mishnah. Shall we say that? So, and the Gemara said there one of the best words in the whole Masechta, if you remember, one of the best lines. The Gemara said, what do the Rabbanan hold? That they're not Mekayim it for the camels? Right? You have to remember Daf Aleph to learn Daf Nun Beis. Right? The Gemara there asks on Daf Aleph, what do the Rabbanan hold? They're not Mekayim it v'aravya? V'yivdiku. Why don't they check? Meaning, what does the Gemara say? There can't be a machlokas in Mitzias. The Yivdiku, why don't they check and figure out if people save it for the animals? So the Gemara says there that some they do check. And the question is how to read the findings of the studies. Right? That's the machlokas. Rabbanan Amrin, Malkam Shemakai Menosam Nasurim, Malkam Shemakai Menosam Mutarin. The Rabbanan say, right, that Mishnah, the Gemara Dafalov is explaining our Mishnah. What do the Rabbanan hold? That you're right. They agree that in the places where they save the thorns to feed their camels, that would be Aser Kilei HaKerem. Right? But it's in the other places that it wouldn't. My time to Rebbe Elazar, Mikiv, Eshavakam, Nosom, Malkam, Echa, Nasser, Mina, Vachom, Malkam, Shehu. Right? That's the Machlokes. As we mentioned yesterday, according to the Rabbanan, it's Aser in that place, not Aser in other places. The Chiddush Rebbe Elazar is that it's Aser in other places as well. What's the difference between Zunin and Kotsim them? Over there it's Machlokes, but over here it's Stama. So here it seems to be that the Rabbanu would agree to Rabbi Lazar, right? So the Gemara says, Tamon, Ederech Bani Adam Lahavi Kotsim Mikam Makam Makam. Kotsim aren't transported from place to place. Therefore the Rabbanan say, it only goes by the place. Zbram Hacha, Ederech Bani Adam Lahavi Zunin, Makam Makam. Right, but Zunin are transported, and that's why it would be Kalayim everywhere. So that's an important Gemara. Kalayim Daf Aleph explains the machlokas here between Rebbe Eliezer and the Chachamim. But the other place to look, besides Kalayim Daf Aleph Daf Nun Beis, is Shabbos Sadi Beis. That's the Gemara in the Bavli. Shabbos Sadi Beis, where the Gemara there talks about other, not unusual chefzes, but unusual actions. right? Hamotzi, if somebody carries something out on Shabbos on their head, right? Is that called normal? Is that an Issa Durabanan? Shinui is an Issa Durabanan on Shabbos. Or is it an Isser, right? Daraisa, right? That's the Mishnah in Shabbos Tadi Beis talks about if somebody carries something out on Shabbos with their right hand, with their left hand, that's both normal. Even if I'm a righty, right, it's still normal to carry things in my left hand, carry things on my hip, carry things on my chest, right? But if it's something really unusual, kila achar yad, so then it will be asur d'rabbanan. So the Gemara there discusses the case about carrying something on the head. Amar Rabbi Shem Rabbi Chia, hamotzi masui b'shabas al rosho chayev chatas shchinache hud salosin kain. Right, Rabbi Chia says that if somebody carries something out on their head on Shabbos, so then chayev, because that's normal. Anshe hutzal do it. Ask the Gemara, v'anshe hutzal ruba da alma. Right, what does that mean? Anshe hutzal, they're over the world? And therefore, why should you be chayev on Shabbos? Ela yidmar hachi yidmar. This is what Amar Rav Hashem Rav Chia. Echan mi b'nei hutzal shotzi masi roshal about Shabbos chayev. It means one of the Hutzal people who do that, so they're going to be chayiv if you do it on Shabbos. So the Gemara first says, everybody's going to be chayiv. That can't be. Okay, Anshei Hutzal is going to be chayiv. Then the Gemara says, that also shouldn't be. V'tibatel daito etzel kol adam. If somebody does something strange, that shouldn't be an Issa d'Oraisa. So they're good at doing it. But if it's not called normal behavior, it should also be an Issa d'Rabbanan only. So the Gemara went from thinking that everybody's going to be chayiv to only the Anshei Hutzal until the Gemara says nobody. Even if Anshei Hutzal do it, they're going to be pater. Pater avalaser durabanan hamotzi masi arosho pater. V'yintip salomar Anshei Hutzal. What about Anshei Hutzal? Patla daitam. So all the Rishonim say, one second. We just said that our mission in Kilayim Nun Beis. What's the machlokas rabbanan chachamim? Everybody agrees that in a place where you keep the thorns for your camels, you're for sure going to be chayiv kilayakarim. Right? It's only outside. That's the machlokas. That's the machlokas. And here in the Gemara by Anshei Hutzal, it says nobody's going to be chayiv. Nobody's going to be chayiv. Right? So what's the difference? So if you look in the Torah Zroim, I mentioned this yesterday in the Shir, Torah Zroim says maybe there's a difference between chefsa and maisa. Lundish. Right? All those cases that you say, oh, it's an item that might be brought to other places, that's about defining the chefsa. That's where you could say they'll be chayiv and they'll be pater. But when it comes to actions, what is it talking about in the Gemara on Shabbos? How do you carry things? The Maisa Hotza'a? Then you're going to say, if it's not normal, it's not normal. Don't go by places. You go by, you know, determining behavior, whether it's a normal common or not. And then if it's not common, so then even in the place where it is common, Batla Daito. Right, because you assume you go by the world. So that's his, and he brings rise to that, Chefza and Maisa. But all the other Rishonim also give different definitions and requirements. And I quoted two. There are other examples. Also, the Rishonim quoted Gemara and Shabbos, Kuf Mem Dalet, and elsewhere. Maybe I'll just read the Ritva. The Ritva there in Shabbos, Daf Tzadi Beis, has three, as I mentioned at the end of the Shir, three categories. He says, V'hanachon. This is what's correct. To call Shehu Minhag Mishune L'chol Ha'olam. If it's something strange for the whole world. Even it's strange carrying things on your head. If it's so strange that even if people do it in a certain place, it's called strange. And it's not called a maisa even in their place. It's not so strange and it's roi to do it in other places too. Ve'einogimbo, but they don't, for whatever reason. Mahani minhaga lamakam shenoginbo levad. Right? So then, at least in that place, it'll be chashuv, and in other places it won't be. Aval hacha, shemashayu einogim kain, bo kain besharmakamos, einolavde sheinemer tsrichim. What if they would do this behavior in other places? But they just don't need it. They don't, but they have nothing against that. It's just not done. It's not common because there's a different level of financial status. There's a different, whatever it is. So then it's a minag l'chol ha'olam. So then the fact that some people do it makes it a, considered an act or an object. And in that way, it'll be considered an act in all places. So that's the Ritva. If you look at the Me'iri, look at the Tosfos, they also have their ways of defining, but this is a very important halacha l'maisa and lamdas sugya in terms of defining normal, acceptable behavior in terms of, again, Hilchos Shabbos and Kelaya Kerem, the Chulu. Okay, so let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Ha'erus. We're in the second line of the Gemara. Ha'erus. Here, so the Gemara just identifies a number of the items that we had in the Mishnah. A number of these items were not Kilayim Bekerem. Right? The Mishnah said that these items are not Kilayim Bekerem. They're not eaten. Right? Different Pshatim, why they are not Kilayim Bekerem. The Rasilio said they're used for refuah purposes. The Marafolda says maybe they're still in the Siddur Rabbanim, but it's for sure not in the Siddur Raisa. So Ha'iris was Iris, Irse. Hakisus, Kisusa. Shoshana Samelach, Crinton, right? Other types of herbs. Hakanim vehahigin vehavered rose vehaatadin min ilan veinikalayim beker. All these items are considered trees. We mentioned trees are not subject of a Rambam's Ram. The trees are not subject to kilay zroim or kilay hakerem unless there's grafting going on. If there's just there's nothing about proximity of trees when it comes to kilayim. Kilayim is only when it comes to grafting, and therefore all of these items are considered trees, and therefore they are not considered kilayim bekerem. And that's what we've seen from the Rambam. We saw this all the way at the beginning of our discussions of kilayim, way back in Perek Aleph of the Besechtim, and also the Rambam says also in the beginning of Hilchos Kilayim, Umutter lizroa zroim vizera ilam ke'echad. You're allowed to plant seeds of cucumbers and apples together. V'chein mutter la'arev zera ilanos ulazaren ke'echad. She'ein lucha kilayim bilanos ela harkava bilvad. That's the Rambam's Lashon. There's only harkavas ilan. That's the only issue. So if somebody, proximity of trees, so that's not a problem. That's not a problem. That's what the Gemara says here, that these items are considered trees, and therefore there is no kalayim. Just keep in mind, one of the ones that are mentioned is atud. We're going to get back to that in the Gemara. Atud is on this list of min ilan and eino kalayim bekerem. Hashifa, we take out the next word, because chitim is kalayim. Hashifa, vehagemi, vishar kol agdelin ba'afar. All these are other items that grow out in the marsh. The afar is the marsh. We have that in Gemara. Min deshaim, right? They are a min deshaim. Hein kilayim bekerem. Change the girsa, right? They are deshaim. Deshaim are growth. Remember, deshaim is like grass, right? Then they are like yurakos and deshaim. They're both considered kilayim bekerem because they are considered within the world of vegetables, right? Yurakos in the larger. What's kilayim bekerem? Yurakos or tfua. Right, yurakos and tfua, planted in proximity of the kerem, within six tfachim of one vine row, within four amos of a kerem. So those are kilayim bekerem. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, Vatani Ravoshia, Elohe mine deshaim. These items are mine deshaim, and mine deshaim are kilayim bekerem. Hakinris vahachalma vadimu vahatad. What do you mean? Atad, we just had on the list before, the Brisa says, Atad is a min ilan, and therefore there's no kilayim bekerem. I say, how can we say here, Atad is on the list of deshaim, so it is kilayim bekerem. Stira about Atad. Answer, Taman lebracha vikan lekilayim. No, this is the difference. Over there, are we talking about what bracha do you make? When Reboshia says that Atad, this last Brisa, really Atad is a min ilan, and therefore it's not kilayim. When he says here, when Ravoshia says that it's a min deshaim, it just means that you make the bracha. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda was a shita in Maseches Brachas in the Mishnah, that on certain growths, Rabbi Yehuda is very specific. We have shahakol, hadama, ha'etz, hagafen, hamotzi, all the different of kilai, the birchas anehenin. Rabbi Yehuda had another bracha that we don't have, bori min deshaim. Remember that in the Mishnah in the Kesem of Arachim. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, who makes the bracha, Bari Benit Deshayim, that's what Rabbi Oshi is saying here, that Atad would be part of that list. You would make a Bari Benit Deshayim on that. Look at the top Marafolda. Hadachash Rabbi Oshi Atadin Min HaDeshayim Bein HaDeshayim, that which Rabbi Oshi listed them, Le'inyin Bracha, Levarech Aleihem Bari Benit Deshayim, to make that bracha. Because it is, what are you going to say, a bari pri ha'etz, because it's an ilan, but you don't eat the atad. You don't eat that, the atad are thorns kind of growths. Look in the Mara folder. I'm sorry, look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Tanya bebrai said Rav Oshia, the kivan she'ein ne'echol min ha'atad ela ha'tmaros paros kitanim she'ola b'hem, these little fruit, berries, that grow on the atad, but you don't eat from the atad itself. So that's why you're not going to make a bar pereitz on the atad. Ve'ein ze ikar ha'atad, lo chashivi levarech alein bar pereitz, ela bar minei d'shoim. So regarding bracha, you make a bar minei d'shoim. Avolenin kilayim, but it is a tree. Kivan she ikar ha'atad, min ilanu einon kilayim. But because it's min ilan, inherently, so then it is not kilayim. So you see from here an important yisod, that we don't define items in one way to go all across halachic boundaries, right? Hilchos brachos, hilchos kilayim, we'll see soon, hilchos arla. There might be different definitions of items in different areas of halacha. So this atad is a tree for hilchos kilayim, but it is a growth or other rules for hilchos brachos. Like I just add one more line. Amar Yosi, Hada Amra. So this shows the fact that you could have such a chilek fits with the following. Esrog. Esrog is always a unique context in halacha. The Mishnayos talk about it. It's a little bit like a yarek, a little bit like a pre. Avabisha ato merala bori priyaitz. If you would eat an esrog, you would say a bori priyaitz. Adamra, tomorrow shalom, on the other parts of the esrog, or the esrog tree, if you would ever eat, just like we said, the atad. Its berries may get a ha'etz, but if you eat from the atad itself, certain types of growths and stalks that are somewhat edible, you would not make a bar pereitz. So to the esrog, if you would eat from the esrog, bar pereitz, but if you eat from the tomorrow shalom, bori minei d'shaim. You would make a bar minei d'shaim, because it's also not the ikur reason that you plant the esrog. We are not sure what the Gemara is talking about here. What are the tomorrows of the esrog? Right, we think esrog, maybe there was some type of, some of the stalks on the esrog tree were eaten, right? Maybe they were a little softer. We're not exactly sure. But it's some other part of the esrog tree that was eaten compared to the atad, also some type of growths and thorns that were somewhat edible, but not the ikar reason that one would eat it. Stop there for a moment. So the Gemara asked the stira in atad. Atad plays a role in a story in Parshas Vayechi. Remember, Gorin Ha'atad, the Atad, and Chazal pick up on that, right? The Gemara, the Pesukim tell us at the end of Parshas Vayechi, Vayalimo, the brothers, the Shvatim, are bringing up Yaakov Avinu, Vayalimo, Gam Rechev, Gam Parashim, Vayima Machane, Kaved Ma'od. It was a huge parade, a huge caravan to bring Yaakov Avinu back to Mitzrayim, to Canaan. Vayavo at Gorin Ha'atad. And they all came to the Gorin. The Gorin means the granary, the threshing floor, the Gorin Ha'atad, Asher Be'Eber HaYarden. That was in Eber HaYarden. Interesting. Eber HaYarden, you ever notice that? Eber HaYarden. Eber HaYarden, does that have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael? Eber HaYarden. Vayisped Usham Mispaid Gadol V'Kavid Mo. They gave a huge hesped there. A big, big and heavy hesped. Vayasla Viv Evel Shivas Yamim. 7 days. Right, this was the, also, they sat Shiva before they did the burial. Interesting. What does that mean? They sat Evel Shiva, and it's 7 days. That's the Rambam's Kasha on himself. Remember, Hilchos Avel, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Right? How could I say that Avelus Darais is only 1 day? If it says in the Torah, the brother sat Shiva for 7 days for their father. Right? So he says, Nitna Torah, Veneskach Halacha. But that's the Rambam. Vayar, Yoshev, Haaretz, Kanani, it's Evel, Pagorin Ha'atad. And the people of Canaan saw them doing this Avelus in Gorin Ha'atad. Vayomer, they said, Oi, Evel Kaveh Zele Mitzrayim. It's a big avelus. Al kein karshmo avel Mitzrayim ad sher be'ever hayarden. So Chazal already pick up on the Gorin Ha'atad. Like, what's the significance of calling this Gorin Ha'atad? And the Gemara in Rashi quotes part of it, but the Gemara in Sota and Daf Yud Gimel quotes. What exactly did they say? They came and they started screaming, "Whoa! Avi kavod zele Mitzrayim!" Like, well, what's going on? So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'tchilas shlo, okay, where is it? V'yavar garna atad, v'chi goren yeshlo la'atad, is there a threshing floor? Atad, we just said, is like a thorns kind of items, like the kotzim. So what's the Torah talking about? Goren ha'atad, the threshing floor of thorns. You don't make a threshing, you don't gather thorns and take them to the threshing floor and crush them up, do you? Amr Abiyavo, Malamech Shehikifu Ksarim La Arono Shal Yaakov, No, what that means is it's alluding to the fact that they all took off their crowns and they surrounded the coffin of Yaakov, kigoren zeh, like a threshing floor, shemakifin lo atad, that like thorns are around a threshing floor. A surrounding. The threshing floor itself obviously doesn't have thorns. Shebo, why? Because the Shebo, b'nei Esav, b'nei Yishmael, b'nei Keturah, because all of them came to see what's going on. Kulam l'mulcham ba'u, kivin shero, kitro, chero, yosef, talo, b'arono, shel Yaakov, not l'kulam kitreyem, v'talo, b'arono, shel Yaakov. They put their crowns down, so they surrounded the threshing floor with their crowns, like a goren, like a regular threshing floor, is surrounded by thorns. Thorns. By an atai. If you look in the Klei Yakar, we don't do enough Klei Yakar. Shlomo Ephraim Lenschitz, the greatest darshanim in our history, right? Chief Rabbi in Prague after the Maharal. So the Klei Yakar asked a couple of questions on this pasuk. Number one, is it normal for a threshing floor to be totally surrounded by thorns? You would think you have a threshing floor, so you'd clear off the area. You don't want to get thorns, you don't want to step on anything. What does it mean that it was surrounded? Vim darko shall call goren lios mukaf kotsim. And if it's true, if it's normal, so what's the significance of the Torah saying it? Every goren is surrounded by an atad. So just say, they came to a goren, they came to a place. Lama nikra ze goren ha'atad yosher mishara granos. V'chi lo haya ba'olam shum goren mukaf kotsim zula zeh. V'od kasha, mashenem rama yara yoshev aris kanani ez elvala goren atad. V'yumer ovid kevaz l'mitzrayim. Right, what did they just see? V'od. Lama hispidu ha-mitzriyim? V'chi ha-yubanav o-krovav she-hispidu alav kol kach b'leif shalem? The Mitzriyim started giving us pedim. What they feel? What they notice? The nirei mikan raya, says the Klei Yakar. The Klei Yakar says, you know what this proves? The Tosefta in Sota. She-bizchus Yaakov pasak ha-ra'ov. Bizchus Yaakov avinu. The famine stopped. Uvakasher meis Yaakov chaza ha-ra'ov l'mkomo. When Yaakov avinu died, the famine came back to the world. Al Kain, Asu HaMitzriyim Avel Kavo Bavur, Ki Kaved Arav Kavari Shona. The Mitzriyim realized the famine was coming back. The Mitzriyim and the Canaanim, everybody realized. How they realize? Ki Hergishu HaMitzriyim Davar Zeh, Sheyachzer Arav Kadmuso. Why? They knew the famine was going to come back. Al Yedei Nes Zeh, Shekara Lohem Baderech. There was a miracle that happened. Ki pitom nizdamin lahem goren echad shehi mukaf kotsim mikol tzad. All of a sudden there was a goren where Yaakov was there and his brothers were around. All of a sudden, miraculously, surrounding all of them was a thorn bush. As if to say, you're not getting close to the threshing floor. You're not getting close, right? There are thorns in between you and the food. So they took that as a remez that the famine's back. Achlo nishar pesach oderech lavo el hagoren umizeh hevinu sheschus atzad degorim lem b'chayev shayelam derech leilech al hagoren v'lechem igarno umiyikvo ubemoso yakvo lavo rishon. And that's what he said, and it continues. And that's why when they saw that, they said, "Oh, they'll covet! Oi, this is terrible!" They were very scared. That's what they said. They saw the goren atzad. They said, "Oh, they'll covet zelam Mitzrayim." And that's why they weren't upset until they saw the goren atzad. When Yaakov died in Mitzrayim, there was no reaction. And that's also why. What'd they see? And Yosef says, "Don't worry, I'm gonna feed you." What's the conversation? When Yaakov Avinu died, they saw the Rav came back. Yosef's brothers were scared, right? Im Yosef lo yase lohem ra'a, mikol makom lo yishlach Hashem gam tova lo yase lohem, v'lo yichal kalem b'shnei ha-Rav. You're not gonna do bad to us, maybe you won't do good to us. Yosef says, "Don't worry about it. Kum va'aseh, ani achalkel eschem estabchem," even though the famine is back. So he reads it into the psukim, all about atad. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, hatzlaf. Tzlaf is the caper bush. Tzlaf is discussed, if you remember, in Brachas, in the beginning of the sixth parak, all the different elements of the tzlaf. There's berries, there's leaves. Beishamai omrim, kilayim bekerem. Beishamai says, tzlaf is kilayim with a carrot in the carrot, meaning it's considered a vegetable, right? If it's considered a tree, then it's not going to be kilayim. So Bishamai says it's kilayim bikarem. We skip the next three words. Basila omrim, eno kilayim, skip the next word, bikarem. Right? So Beis Shammai says it is Kilayim. Beis Hillel says it is not Kilayim Bekerem because it's considered a tree. Skip the next two words. We take it out. Why would it not be Kilayim Bekerem? Why would it be considered a tree? Because it's perennial. It's there from year to year. As we know, one of the definitions of trees versus vegetables is that trees stay from year to year, just the fruit grow every time. While the vegetables, the whole thing is destroyed during the winter. So here, this tzlaf, the tree stays throughout the winter, and therefore it is not Kilayim Bekerem, says Beis Hillel, it's called a tree. Hakol modim shuchai ba'arla, but everybody agrees that it's chayv in arla. What does that mean? Arla means it's a fruit. Only trees are chayv in arla. So the Yerushalmi doesn't ask this question, but the Bavli does. In Brachas Lamed Vav, the Bavli says, what's the sheet of Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai says that it is Kilayim Bekerem, which means it's a vegetable. But it is arla, which means it's a fruit. So which is it? So what does the Gemara say there? If you remember, Brachas Lamed Vav, Rabbi Shammai, Beis Shammai is not sure. Sifugi Misafkale. Beis Shammai is not sure. It's there, Machmir Lakan Lakan. We'll say it is arla because maybe it's a tree. Maybe it is maybe it is Kalai Kerem because maybe it's a vegetable. So Beis Shammai is Machmir Lakan Ulakan. Tani Rav Chinina Bar Papa, Eshehu Ole Migizo Min Ilan, Misharsha Min Yerek. A very important line that you have to put with all the other definitions given in the Mefarshim, in Chazal, the difference between a fruit and a vegetable. So Rav Chinina Bar Papa says, if it grows from its trunk, meaning if there are roots, and then there is a trunk, and then there are branches that come out from the trunk and grow, that's a tree. But something that grows straight from the root, so then that's a vegetable. So a potato there's no trunk of the potato tree. It grows in the ground from the roots. Cucumbers, right? So that's a vegetable. But something that has a trunk and then grows from the trunk, so then that is a tree. Rav Chaim Kanievsky here notes, based on the Mordechai in Brachas, which we don't have time to read right now, even if it grows from the trunk, if the trunk dies every year, that is considered if it grows from the fruit. If the trunk dies, then it's ke'ilu, it's growing from the roots, because it's going to, you know, grow back from the roots again, right? And that's what Rav Chaim Kanievsky says. Shageza Ella, where is it? V'kol shana Shageza miskayim v'kol shana yotzim anafim u'peiris menageza min ilan misharashav elu shageza shalahem novel v'nifsad. Even if there is a trunk, but the trunk withers away each year, v'kol shana olid peirosim menasharashim min yarekus. That's a yer. Okay. Obviously, bananas are a nafgamina and a couple of other items. Hativon, one second. Harei akruv, harei olam igizo. The Gemara asks, what about a crew of cabbage? Doesn't that have a trunk? So therefore, why is that a vegetable? So the Gemara says, kan bavada, kan basafik. These rules are used only if you have a suffik. You're not sure if it's an ilan or a yarak. If you have a misora that something is one or the other for sure, then you don't have to get into these rules. You don't have to get into these rules. Right? So this is, so by a kruv, we know for sure it's a vadai, that it is a yarak, and therefore you don't have to get into the rules. Okay. Hadra lakem shacharav, we get into the next parak. Ezehu aris. What's an aris? So if you remember back in the previous two prakim ago, we had a machlokas Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. That Beis Shammai says, you could have a keren that's even one row. If you have five vines in one row, it's already a keren. Beis Hillel says, you know, you need two by two by one. Right? You need two rows at least. One with three vines and one with two vines. But, we mentioned this Mishnah then already, but even Beis Hillel would agree, if you have one row of five vines, but it's not just a row by itself, it's a raised row. Right, you could have vines that go along the length of the floor, or you could have that they're supported by some kind of support, some type of fence, some type of sticks, some type of wall. So if they're supported by a wall, even Beis Hillel agrees that's chashuv, and some say it grows very well, and therefore that's called a keren by itself. Even one row. Right, that's Beis Hillel agrees, if it's one row supported in the air, so that's already called a keren also, and you need four amos out. So Ezeo Aris, what's how do you define an aris? Where you would need four amos, hanoteh ashur shel chamish gefanim bitzad hageder. So if you plant a row of gefanim next to the fence, shu gavoa asara tvachim, if it's 10 tvachim high, and the vines rest on there, oh, bitzad charetz shu amok asara v'rachav arba, or you have a charetz that's 10 tvachim deep, 4 tvachim wide, and the vines are put onto the subterranean subsurface wall, meaning they're either up or they're down. They're not just on the floor. So then, in those cases, that's called an aris. So nosen lo avodaso arba amos, right? You need four amos from the edge in that case. How do you measure the four amos? Where do you measure the four amos from? So imagine, let's take a picture in our heads. So you have the vine that's on the east side of the fence. Let's say one amah to the east. And then you have the wall. How far do you have to go on the other side? So you need four amos. Where do you measure the four amos from? So Beishami Omrim Modimi Arba Amos Be'ikar Akvanim Ula Sada. Let's say the vine is one amah to the east of the wall. So then you go four amos from the vine. So already three amos on the western side of the wall, that's already far enough. And therefore you can plant there. You go by the root of the base of the vine. And on the other side, if you go east, then you have to wait four amos from there. But Ubeis Hillel Omrim in Aged Devil Asada. No, Beis Hillel says, what gives this vine chashivus? The wall. If it was just the vine, then six tvachim. It's the wall, so you measure four amos from the wall. So if you're going from the wall west, it's four amos from there. And, as Ramara Folda says, according to my pshat, there are other pshatim of this line, but according to my pshat, this is an example of a kula of Beis Shammai and a chumra of Beis Hillel. Because Beis Shammai says you could count from the root, and therefore you could go three, and Beis Hillel says you would have to go four. Am Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Tzohen Kalomrim Kain. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, I think this whole idea is wrong. I think the whole idea of aris and four amos, I think it's wrong. I don't think Beis Hillel agrees. Look at the Mara Fulta. De la olam lo amri Beis Hillel. De arish al shura acha shok fanim shetia kerem. Lasvicha dal ramos. I think you got, there's a misora about four amos, but, and about, from the roots of vines. Nothing to do with a wall. I disagree with that whole yesod. Ella, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, this is what I think. Em yesh arba amos me ikr kfanim belageder. No, if there is a vine, and there is less than, if there are four amos between a wall and a vine, nosan lo avodasav azar es amosar, then you could just go six tvachim and plant in between the six tvachim and the wall. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, if there's a vine, just one row of vines, which according to Beis Hillel is not, you don't need, it's not called a kerem, but it's pretty close to a wall. If it's less than four amos next to a wall, you still can't plant there. Right? Even though it's more than six tvachim. But that's what Beis Hillel, that's the chumra of Beis Hillel. But if it's four amos away, then you can plant outside the six tvachim. V'kami avodas ha-gefen. We mentioned this many times already. What is the avodas ha-gefen? For a gefen, not a kerem. Shisha tvachim l'chol ruach. It's six tvachim, as we know. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Shlosha. Rabbi Kiva says three. He has a more makel approach. Okay, we'll stop here. I was looking around. We know the Arizal. The Arizal is quoted as saying, nothing before the Arizal, it seems. That la'asil lavo, we're going to pass in like Beis Shammai. We'll say, Beis Hillel is rachamim, Beis Shammai is din, but it's not that I'm aware, I mean, I did a little research, but maybe it's out there somewhere, but I didn't find it, that the early sources, it's not in the Rishonim. It's not in Chazal, it's not in the Rishonim, the Arizal has this Mesorah, why would it be? If you look in the Tosfos Chadashim, it's one of the Mefarshim on the good old-fashioned Mishnayis, Yachanu Boaz. So the first Tosfos Chadashim on Pirkei Avos quotes this Arizal, that we're going to pass on like Beis Shammai, la'asil lavo, and he quotes, tries to give a Kabbalistic reason why, but either way, this is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, according to the Mara Fulda, a kula of Beis Shammai and a chumra of Beis Hillel. Okay, we'll stop here by the Gemara.